WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Mental Armorer. Today, we're tackling something that feels like a superpower, finding freedom by letting go of those pesky negative thoughts. Ever feel like your mind is a hamster wheel, stuck on repeat with the same worries, doubts, or anxieties? You know that feeling when you just can't seem to shut off the mental chatter, even when you desperately want some peace? Well, guess what? You don't have to be at the mercy of those negative thoughts. We're going to explore how stoicism can help us break free and find true inner peace. Now, before we dive in, remember that stoicism isn't about ignoring your feelings or pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about developing a mindset that allows you to navigate life's ups and downs with greater resilience and clarity. Think of it like this. Stoicism gives you the mental tools to see those negative thoughts for what they are, just thoughts, not facts. Here are five key takeaways that will help you find freedom in letting go. First up, recognize and acknowledge your thoughts. This might sound obvious, but a lot of us try to suppress or deny our negative thoughts, which only makes them stronger. Instead, practice mindful awareness. When those thought spirals start happening, gently notice them without judgment. Say something like, "Oh, there's that anxious thought again," and then let it pass like a cloud in the sky. Remember, you're not your thoughts, you're the observer of your thoughts. Next, challenge the validity of those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there evidence to support it? Often, our negative thoughts are based on assumptions or fears rather than facts. Imagine a friend telling you they were worried about failing an exam because they didn't study enough. You might say, "Hey, but you've always been a smart and hardworking person. Remember that time you aced that difficult test?" In the same way, challenge those negative self-talk tapes with logic and reason. Third, focus on what you can control. Stoicism emphasizes focusing on our own actions and reactions rather than getting caught up in things outside of our control. Think about it. You can't control traffic, the weather, or other people's opinions, but you can control how you respond to them. Instead of dwelling on what you can't change, channel your energy into taking positive action in areas where you do have influence. Fourth, practice gratitude. This is a game changer. When we focus on the good things in our lives, it shifts our perspective and helps us feel more content and resilient. Take a moment each day to appreciate the small things: a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, or a kind gesture from a stranger. It might sound simple, but gratitude truly can change your outlook. Finally, be patient with yourself. Letting go of negative thoughts takes time and practice. It's not about achieving perfection overnight, it's about making consistent effort and celebrating the small victories along the way. Remember, you're on a journey, not a race. Be kind to yourself and keep moving forward one step at a time. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're walking down the street and suddenly a car cuts you off. You feel your heart race, anger bubbles up, and thoughts like, "That driver is so reckless, for I can't believe they did that," start swirling in your head. Now, instead of letting those negative emotions take control, imagine taking a deep breath, acknowledging the feeling, and reminding yourself, "This is just one moment, it doesn't define me." You could even try visualizing a calming image, like a peaceful beach or a lush forest. By consciously choosing how you respond to the situation, you can reclaim your sense of peace and avoid letting a frustrating incident ruin your day. So, there you have it, five powerful strategies for finding freedom and letting go of those pesky negative thoughts. Remember, stoicism isn't about suppressing your emotions, it's about cultivating awareness, resilience, and a sense of inner peace. By practicing these techniques regularly, you can learn to navigate life's challenges with grace and strength. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you try to manage negative thoughts? Share your experiences and tips in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going and support each other on our journey to mental well-being. Until next time, remember to stay strong, stay positive, and keep building that stoic mental armor.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.